From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. This is Mistress Oisey welcoming you to another awesome show. Thanks for tuning in.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, are you naked? I think we should be. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, we should be naked.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, let's start a new game where every time we play a song, you take off an article of clothing.
See, by the end of the episode, you will be completely naked no matter how much clothes you put on right now.
Yeah, it's too late. Once the show starts, you can't add any more on.
Nope. So?
Person who has the least amount of clothing on at the end wins.
Right.
I'm just saying, this could be a fun game.
It could be. I mean, it's always a fun game.
So we started off this week's show with Truth, Lies, and Secrets out of Butte, Montana. You've got Jay, Jensen, Ryan, and Corey. They're a post-hardcore, metalcore, hard rock band. We got to give them extra love because they're out of the Butte, Montana area. So anybody from Butte always gets extra brownie points for the Mistresses. So,
well, you got to be badass if you're from Butte. Because we're from Butte.
Yeah, Butte, America.
It just works, man.
They have their next show coming up in Billings, Montana at the Rail Yard on Saturday, May 9th at 8 p.m. It's going to be Truth, Lies, and Secrets, As the Crow Flies, DNA, Pressure Knot, and Dead Noise. So sounds like it'll be a kick-ass show over in the Billings, Montana area at the Rail Yard. Billings always brings it for awesome music and awesome shows. So definitely check out that show if you're going to be in Billings on May 9th. We're going to get back into some music now. We've got our buddies from Resurgence, which used to be Vengeance. We actually just got to see them last Saturday over in Missoula, Montana at the big show, the Metal Madness show. They were pretty badass with their new members. It was awesome.
Yeah, they definitely still bring it to the stage, and they still kick ass, definitely.
So we were pretty impressed with all the new lineup and, yeah, the great sound that they still had. You've got Travis, Corey, Jeremy, and Dalton.
Let's see what their plan is. So it's a tour nonstop.
Yep, that is their goal. So.
Their goal.
So they've got more shows coming up, so check out Resurgence Facebook page and find out when they're going to be in your neck of the woods. You're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Hi, this is Rich from Kronos Customs, and I just want to tell y'all that you're some lucky sons of bitches because you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Go!
Switch Off Safety out of Great Falls, Montana, on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. They just had an awesome show last Friday night up in Great Falls, Montana. Hopefully you guys got up there to see that show, and hopefully you're getting out to live shows and supporting your metal scene. Don't be a poser.
And nothing's better than live music.
And I know. I mean,
on CD is awesome, but there's something about feeling the bass rumble through you and seeing everybody there that just, it makes it so much, it just makes it better.
I like seeing all the people out at the shows and stuff, because you can tell who the true metalheads are. They're the ones out there supporting shows on a Tuesday night.
Well, and yeah, because anybody can go on a show on a Friday night when normal people do. And right? It's the ones who have to get up the next morning and go to work, go to school.
With a bangover.
With a bangover, you know, I mean, from headbanging way too many times. And those are the ones you look at and you're like, yeah.
You throw your horns up to them, you're like, you're badass.
I had several of them after the last show that I did that with. And those ones you walk by, like, you just kind of nod your head at them and they nod back. Like, I feel ya. I feel ya. Like, don't move your neck too fast. Nope. Keep it slow.
I like going to work the next day after a concert because I can't hear anything.
I know, everyone's like, hey, can you do this? What?
I can't hear you. I'm not doing
what?
It.
Like, I'm just fucking ignoring you. It's fine.
Right? Like, I actually can hear.
I can hear you just fine. I'm just ignoring you.
So, Switch-Off Safety is out of Great Falls, Montana, founded in 1997. They're machine gun metal, is what they call themselves for their genre. You got Luke, Matt, Ron, Paul, and Jeremy. They're fantastic. They have a great on-stage performance. Very, very cool to see them opening. Hopefully, that will get them up to Butte, Montana very soon, because, yeah, Butte needs a share in their awesomeness. For more information on them, check out their Reverb Nation and Facebook page. We're going to get back into the music now with some music from Butte, Montana, the Rich Stafford Project.
I was going to say, you can find out more about him on his Facebook. He is pretty much everywhere as well. He is the only person in the band, plays guitar, does all of his singing, metal, jazz, fused, classical, all into one. Definitely someone to check out and give a listen to.
But unfortunately moving away to Texas, is it?
Yep. So but he's still,
he's still Butte.
Well, if you start in Butte, I mean, that's where, you know, that counts for something, right?
Yeah.
Once you're from Butte, you're from Butte.
It's like going black. You don't go back. Once you go Butte, you just can't go back.
Once you're awesome,
you go Butte, you cannot dispute.
That like right? That.
Something like that.
You can't unchange here, awesomeness. So definitely we wish Rich the best in Texas, but we hope you'll enjoy some music from the Rich Stafford Project on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Fabric of your heart. Mary Elaine from Cadman, and you're getting your ear slammed by Mistresses of Mayhem.
That was Killing Kane on the Mistresses of Mayhem. Killing Kane is out of East Helen originally. They were originally done in 2000. Killing Kane is no longer together. They used to be Sean, Jeff, and Karen. Sean's actually quoted as saying he wrote the best music of his life at that point. They just weren't a good mix. Currently, Sean is with Mudkicker. He is the lead singer, and that band is actually doing quite well for themselves. You've got Sean, of course, Kiki, and Eddie. I almost forgot Eddie's name. I like stopped and like, cute little drummer. Come on. I know. Anzi's the best with names. Everyone needs goddamn name tags.
I always remember it by Eddie Caveman Kelly. It's that nickname. That's what makes me remember people. Nicknames.
See, I give them nicknames. It's usually not the nickname they choose.
Yeah. I'll make up my own. That's the only way
nicknames,
I'll
remember. Most of the time, I don't want people to know I know to have them.
Right? Like, I'm not going to tell you what I call you, but this is what
just,
I call you.
Just be aware I know who you are. It's okay.
All right, we're going to get back in the music here. We got some Mahama Waldy coming up on the Mistresses of Mayhem. They're from Hamel Rock, which is Hamilton. They're a death thrash boogie, which is, in my opinion, one hell of a way to describe yourself. I love it.
I like that name because it is definitely of a boogie, but it's definitely more thrashish than most boogies.
It's a very fitting description for Mahama Waldy.
It is.
Everybody who oversees them, their jaw just hits when they start playing because they're freaking badass.
And they became like internet, you know, sensations for a little bit there.
Yeah.
With their guitar skills.
Yeah, it went viral and all over the world. And I know Mark was like totally shocked. He's like, okay then. He's like expecting a couple thousand views at the most. And it was like, well over, I think it hit 1 million because it went viral. So
if you get a chance, definitely go out and check out the YouTube video for Mahama Waldy for Southpaw. See for yourself what we're talking about because he definitely puts on an amazing set of work there.
All right, so you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. Here's Mahama Waldy.
Thank you. This is Matt Swafford from Muhammad Waldy, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
This is JJ from Universal Choke Sign, and you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem.
My name is Ms. Hollywood from Project Independent Living Loud Tour, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, and that was Verities out of Butte, Montana, founded in November of 2012. They've had a couple band member change-ups, so go out on their Facebook page and figure out who's still in the band, and they've got new members going around, so looking for a new EP coming out. Actually, they have a new PE out right now called Circumstances on iTunes. Definitely check out Verities and go to Reverb Nation to find out more about them. They're usually out touring around, so hopefully it'll be in your neck of the woods. Like we said, Butte, Montana, kick-ass, so definitely check out Verities. Mistress Oisey, thank you for tuning in to another awesome episode of Montana Metal. Big shout-out to Sean from mtradio.net for always letting us play on his station, and of course, DJ Sun for putting up with all of our bullshit.
He enjoys it. I'm pretty sure he does. He may give us that look, but I'm pretty sure that look is in between I'm going to beat you and I really like you.
It's kind of like on the inside, he knows it's funny and he's entertained, but on the outside, he has to remain professional.
He's like, I got to lecture you not to do that in public, guys.
It's like, I'm going to be your boss right now.
But inside, he's laughing.
You really don't want to, but...
We get back to the hotel. This is going to be hilarious.
This is going to be hilarious, but right now, in front of the cops, we don't do that. That's a no-no. We're going to walk away and smile.
We're bad mistresses.
Okay. We're like, will you spank us later? It's like, yes, just go in the hotel room. Just
get like, inside. Get out of the stairwell.
Get out of the stairwell.
Climb out of your blowjob fort.
Get out of the fort. Quit giving offering blowjobs to everyone who walks by.
One time.
We don't charge you. We don't charge you. It's okay. I'm like, it's like $2. We make you hella. They front at that 2 a.m.
Who knew?
Who knew? We learned things that time, that trip. He teaches us things. 2 a.m. is not the time to yell that.
It is
4 a.m. is.
Right?
So if you guys want your music played on The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, please submit your music to DJ Sun at closingchapter@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line porn or Montana Metal or
Montana Metal porn.
Yeah. So Mr. Soisy is saying thank you guys for tuning in each and every week, and be sure to check out all the awesome bands that we play for you each and every week.
And this is Mr. Sancy saying get out, see a live show, check out Facebook, Reverb Nation, all that fun stuff. If you can look, you'll see it. You'll find out where they're coming to you.
And this is Mistress Angel saying be sure to support your bands, buy merch. Every t-shirt you buy is another 50 miles down the road for them.
Something down that road.
Very important.
Yes. Or at least buy them drinks so they don't have to.
Or you could hold them captive by not selling their or buying their merch.
We could hold them captive, but last time we did that, they pressed charges.
Yeah. Restraining orders and
we
all.
We learned when no means no, and I fucking kill you means no. I mean, there's so many other words. I mean, no, don't do that. Who knew?
That escalated.
I mean, that we found out.
Learning with the mistresses. Learn with us. All right, we're going to close out this week's show with The Killer and Me from the Bozeman, Montana area. They're no longer together, but they're still kick-ass, and you can still enjoy their tunes. They were formed in June of 2012.
There's Mario, Michael, Austin, Tanner, and Nick. For more information, check out their Facebook. This is The Killer and Me with the Mistresses Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment. For those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creativity and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.